Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Text us. We love it.
Oh, yeah.
800-400-3697. You put that number in and then you write your stuff. You know, nice stuff, usually.
Well.
Really nice stuff.
Don't worry. I won't see it if it's bad stuff.
Right.
Thankfully. My delicate constitution can't handle it.
Right.
I'm definitely very emotional this week.
Are you?
No, I mean,
you
sure.
Are though, aren't you? You have guests coming, and it's like under your skin a little.
No,
or something.
I mean, it's gonna be a lot.
Yeah,
but that's, you know, that's the worst of my problems. So, no worries.
All right. Well, I also am emotional this week.
Oh well, let's not show Vinny any hate mail either.
Vinny never gets any.
It's good for me.
I don't know. It's for all the nice things. It's that one person who has the mean thing to say that I would grind on all day. I'm really glad I don't see it.
I take the bait every time.
Yeah, so you should. You know.
Why, you?
I know.
Let's see here. So anyway, 800-400-3697. Good morning, guys. Just a reminder, they will blow out any logos of any brands that have them paid something small. What? The Alice at 97.3 mats are getting on drama stay. It's happening.
Yeah.
They're,
if they want our Alice at 97.3 people, they're going to have our Alice at 97.3 mats.
Yeah.
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 Michael Martin said.
Right.
Yeah.
Actually, he doesn't even know about this yet, I don't think.
I'm pretty sure he probably hears it and goes, oh, with the plugs. Oh, the plugging. The free plugging on that show. Anyway, 650 says, I'd buy Alice yoga pants with my favorite morning show faces on my cheeks.
Oh, my God. Hilarious. Did you hear that, Rebecca? Me on one cheek, Vinny on the other cheek. Yep, with that face, man.
510 says, one. Oh, that was sweet. Vinny says he liked Sarah.
Hmm.
I do like Sarah a lot.
I like you too. I'm going to keep you, baby. I tell my kids that all the time. Oh, that's pretty good. I'm going to keep you.
Huh.
You know.
It's good of you.
Well, the one's 18 now. Can I even get rid of him? I mean, don't you have to adopt out your kids before they turn 18?
Oh.
You want to put them up for adoption?
Well, no. I mean, you can definitely say you'll be moving out.
Yeah. Where's it going to go?
Try what my parents did.
Yeah, luggage for graduation.
Here's some luggage.
Bye.
Have a good one. Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
No.
Parents doing that to the millennials now?
What? I don't even know how to work the zipper on this thing.
Right.
Can you help me pack, Mom?
In here is where your bleep goes. Fill it.
Get
Hit
out.
The bricks.
I can't fit all my bleep in here. And they have some of yours, too.
Let's see. Wait, Hooman is in Cars? I heard Sarah, but Hooman?
There's crowd scenes where we all were yelling questions at the, you know, during the press conference, and I think that there's a new segment too where, you know, Kathy, our old traffic person, she was a helicopter, and she says something like, "We have McQueen. Repeat, we have McQueen." And Hooman's like,
"Oh, that is Kathy."
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. There's certain little, you can pick it out, and you can definitely hear Hooman if you're listening for him in some of those crowd scenes.
A lot of people are confirming that they've heard Chainsmokers will be at the Chase Center. So,
oh, all right.
Oh, they did?
Their confirmation means nothing since they're just saying they've heard rumors that that's where it's happening. But
they probably heard it on our show.
Yeah, I just heard that on your show, you guys. So that must be where it is.
Vinny, very important Disneyland info for you.
No.
When you bring her to Disneyland, her being my daughter, not the Vallejo singer that we're all now fond of.
Well, it's going to be very confusing now.
Mm-hmm. You have to be in Cars Land at California Adventure at sunset. 15 minutes before or after the estimated sunset, they play Shaboom song and turn on all of the neon lights. It's amazing.
Oh.
At Halloween time, they changed it to "I Put a Spell on You." My son loved Cars for about 4 years, and it's still super special in my heart.
Is that right when they've got the town all spruced up and mm-hmm. they just sort of parade down the street and
that's
everything?
It.
That's great. God, I haven't seen that movie in years.
That movie and that soundtrack are, like, me and my daughter will love that forever. It's the thing we, when she was just a kid, we watched it a million times.
Cars?
Listen to it a million. I'm telling you, we listened to it last weekend. Where did we go? Oh, we went to Disneyland, our Disney store at the mall.
I was like, wow, that's a quick trip.
No,
I know, it wasn't
Disneyland, Disney store. And you guys, the texters even told on me.
Yes, that you were there.
Yeah. Mm. And I told you I got rolled hard.
Well, now you know. Check how much is on the gift card before you let her pick out everything in the store.
And tell the family members.
You get one thing.
Oh, yeah. That I guess that was it, right?
Yeah.
You get one thing.
Pick your favorite thing. Your one thing. Was Chris mad when you got back and had?
And there was a million
bags
things.
And bags
she
of
wasn't
things?
Mad, no, but you know.
She did look at you like, what?
She looked at him like, sucker.
Jive turkey.
Yeah.
Is Rapunzel's hair all tangled already?
That you know what? That I swear that was like, boy, this thing.
How long is the hair?
It's long. It's
like way longer than the doll.
When my kid puts the wig on. No, the Rapunzel was just a wig.
Oh, whoa,
so when
she puts
the wig on, it goes to the back of her knees.
Oh,
the hair does.
Oh,
so it's long.
And better than dragging on the floor, though.
Well,
what color is it?
Blonde.
Oh, blonde.
Rapunzel's
and then,
a blondie.
Were you asking about the braids?
Yeah, I was thinking it was a doll.
No, there was another doll that we got that was Mulan, and she has her hair in a braid. Yeah. And that my kid took that out immediately, the braid.
Is it all tangled up now?
Probably. Mm.
That's the thing with a long wig, too. Like, you put that back in the toy box, and it's like, now there's, like, toys entangled in it.
Right.
If you could put it in a plastic bag
or
a mesh bag, that would work.
That's her problem. She's got to figure out how to, you know, untangle it every time she wants to use it.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure that won't come down on you at all, you know?
Daddy!
Crying child with her, you know, dragging her wig that has toys attached to it.
Pretty soon, he's going to be brushing out.
Yeah.
Wigs?
You hold
I don't
that
think
end.
So, yeah. You guys.
I'll start at the bottom.
You're going to start naming.
Remember,
anyway,
start at the bottom
Mulan
of the
was in the fort last night while we watched the movie Mulan. Mm. So she's still okay, now that I think about it. Bonnie, who brings his own sleeping bag to a hotel, wants to frolic around in someone's used sex dungeon? No, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
I do.
He was just being cute.
I have in my head an idea that it'd be fun for some lady to, you know, rough me up in a place like that. But I do.
I'll do it. I will do it. You
I
got
do.
It. Let's see if you like it. Come on, Yuzi, with me?
Yes!
I do.
Chain him to the bed.
You got it.
Let's do mean things to him.
Get over here.
I'd probably like it, but then again, I also have...
We're going to play Celine Dion music.
Oh, no, I can't stand that.
Oh, we're going to put Love Actually on the TV. Although, by the end, he'll love it. He'll be crying on the bed.
As well.
Oh, will I?
I
can't believe it's so romantic.
Let's make him eat, Sarah.
Oh, yeah. We're going to bring in all kinds of food.
Can someone tell Vinny to pronounce dramaste correctly?
What are you saying?
Dramaste. Like namaste. I'm saying it right.
No, you've been saying dramaste.
I don't know what you're talking about. I just said it correctly.
You did. But I have noticed that you say dramaste. I was like, that's like Gesundheit.
Yeah, that's like all the stuff Vinny says.
It's cute.
707 says, Yuzette is not telling the truth. LOL.
About what?
I don't know. About what? What are you lying to us for?
About?
I don't know. What are you lying about?
Yeah, what are you lying about?
Tell us.
Why don't you think about some of the lies you've told today, huh?
Yeah.
How about that? A single lie. Can't remember the last time I lied.
Right now. You just lied.
No. Look around it. What time was it?
I know what it was about.
Oh, what was it about?
It was about her video.
What about it?
You guys said, what did you say? You said, I just told the truth.
Oh.
Oh.
And then what did they say?
She did just tell the truth.
Yuzette is not telling the truth.
You guys saw the video.
It was all the truth. It seemed to be.
It was all the truth.
I have a question.
What?
Were you ever a stripper?
Vincent, why would you ask such a thing?
Because you're about to tell us how you don't ever lie.
Right.
Well, I never.
It's a yes or no question.
No, it's none of your business, first of all.
So that's a yes. Hard yes.
Second
all right,
of all,
great. Now we know.
You don't know anything.
Yeah, I do.
No.
All kinds of stuff. I just found something out. I'm in love with a stripper, too. Her name's Yuzette. Yeah, girl. Nobody has moves like that without being a stripper. I'm sorry.
It's been obvious
for
a long
time.
It's in my blood, Sarah. I got the moves
like
Jagger.
Nicely done, Penny.
Is that the answer we've been waiting for all
these
years?
Well, it was no answer, but the answer was yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And someone won't say yes, and they go, why would you ask me that? It's not your business. It's a yes.
Right. I have a question. Back in November or December, we were promised a Chris Kelly movie review this year.
Oh.
Is that happening?
Hooman.
Yeah, I just have to set it up with Chris and use that. I mean,
he's,
you know,
he's super
we have...
busy. He's hard to nail down.
But a movie review on this show?
Come
I
on.
Mean, what isn't he going to put aside for that?
Yeah, right. What possible thing could be more important than that?
We'll just we'll look for the summer blockbusters and see what's coming up and what fits with the schedule and
right.
what fits with the show.
Just don't forget that he's, with, you know, he's let him know. You should text him right now and say, listen, keep an eye on the upcoming movies because if there's something you want to see.
Is that how I do it?
We did, yeah. We did promise to put you on this year.
What about, who's coming? Is Rudy coming tomorrow or is he out? His back.
Oh.
His
back threw
out his
now?
Back?
He decided to take his first yoga class ever.
And he threw,
and he
his,
threw
back
his back out?
Out?
He hasn't been able to move in like 2 days.
Well, is that just soreness? Like, yoga's no joke.
Yeah.
It isn't.
Do you think it is? I can't move
it's
for 2 days after yoga.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's. We're supposed to meet up tonight to see mm-hmm. a movie, so hopefully.
What do you guys
I like that one porpoise move that Hooman did that one time. That was pretty
What's
neat.
That?
I don't know. It was like a porpoise move.
The one where he can get his whole legs off the ground behind him? He
yeah.
arches up?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's actually incredibly hard.
Is that
hard.
The porpoise? What
he
is that
do
called?
That. I don't know what that's called.
What's that move?
It's a Bikram move, and I haven't taken Bikram in a long time.
But you could do it, and that was amazing. You lay on your hands, so you're laying down on face down, mm-hmm. and your hands are under your body. Like, so you're laying on your palms are facing the floor, and you lay on your body like that, laying on your hands, and then you lift your legs up. And I can barely get my legs off the ground, and he can put his up over his
wow.
head. It's amazing.
And then you go...
Yeah, that's advanced, though. Yep. That's only for the people who are really good at it.
Oh, it's called locust pose.
Oh, locust pose.
Yeah.
I wonder why you make that sound, then.
It tickles.
Shouldn't you make a locust sound?
What do they do?
Yeah, seems like it.
You know, is locusts...
Locusts are like that low hum as they're destroying locust. The crops.
Mm-hmm. Is it locust or locus? What's
it's
a locust?
Locust.
Locust.
Yeah, nobody pronounces
with a T.
It like that.
So, but... locust. That's what people call it. So they go... What's the sound of them eating crops, right?
Right.
Don't they descend on
yeah.
fields
yeah.
and...
Uh-huh. 510 says, of course Jesus is the key to happiness. Religion is the opiate of the masses, and who does not like to get high? This is when you answered that question about Jesus.
Oh, what's the key to happiness? And I went, Jesus, if only
right.
anyone knew.
Uh-huh.
But then you guys were all like, yes, Jesus is the answer.
Right.
I was like, oh, and he's never really answered a single one of my questions. I keep asking him stuff.
Vinny well, says 408. They say Einstein's wife did a lot of that research that won him the Nobel Prize.
Oh, well, then that's probably why he
had
preemptively
her, right,
included the money,
gave her the money
in the settlement.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, that person, if you're going to quote Karl Marx, go ahead and quote all of him, like all of his dumb quotes.
What?
Well, maybe they did. I haven't gotten to everything yet.
All right.
There is a Mulan too. Oh.
I know. I went straight to DVD. I watched a couple of the clips. It's interesting.
Because it was not very good?
Yeah, when they test the movies as soon as they're done. And
They say it wasn't done by Pixar. That's why.
Oh.
We built a fort last night too, Vinny. I have 2 kids, 4 and 7.
Aww.
They were playing family. My husband and I pretended that we were the children, so we immediately went into high-pitched whining. The kids decided they didn't like the game.
That's so funny. Dan would pull out the whining a lot, too. Why can't I have what I want for dinner? Dad, stop it. No, I'm not want to stop. It feels good to whine.
My move is, please put me down for a nap. My daughter's like, well, that's what? I would like a nap.
Does she ever do it?
No, because she realizes that I'm going to lay down and then close my eyes and be done. Mm-hmm. The game's over. So, but that's my move.
When you're playing, you're the baby?
Yeah,
and she's
put
the
me
mommy.
Down for a nap, please.
Yeah.
I would like a nap.
Right. Does she get to change her diaper and everything?
No.
Well, that's too bad. Give her what? Give her a dish towel. Change your diaper.
That's creepy.
It's not yeah. creepy.
Oh, that's
what babies do. You change your
no,
diaper.
Thanks.
Yeah, I don't think it's good.
Oh, she showers with them. Why can't she?
No, she doesn't shower. She hasn't showered with me in years.
Mm-hmm. Do you still hang out outside the door in case she needs something?
When she's pooping?
No, because Vinny would have like his iPad.
Yeah.
She'd be bathing.
Oh, when she's taking a bath. She
bathroom.
Hasn't been taking baths because we realize that's kind of a waste of water.
Mm.
So we've sort of
shifted to showers.
Limited that as much
when
as
the
possible.
Baby gets bigger, though, that'll be super fun. Bath time was always so
both
fun. Yeah. Put them in a tub, a couple inches of water.
A lot
some
of people
suds.
Are reporting that the teaser trailer for Frozen 2 is out today.
I watched
it. Oh,
and? I mean, it looks good. I liked Frozen, so I'm excited about this next one. I don't know if it's going to reach the level, but it's she's stuck on an island, and she's trying to figure out a way to get off. It's interesting.
Oh, boy.
It's short.
The teaser.
Correct.
What's the volleyball's name?
Wilson.
Is Wilson
no,
making
no
an appearance
Wilson.
In this? Or, no.
So it's cast away in the ice palace. All right.
All right.
Is Olaf on the island with her, I hope?
I mean,
that guy's the star
alone.
Of the show. Oh, God. Which one? Anna or Elsa?
Chick that can freeze stuff.
Oh, I thought.
That's Elsa.
Okay.
Elsa's the.
That's the queen. Lady.
What's weird is Anna's the one that does most of the first movie.
Yeah.
She's the one.
Yeah.
And yet Elsa's the one everyone's into.
Mm-hmm.
She's the princess.
Yep.
Oh, Vinny, you just took me back to my adolescent self with the occasional pain, and I also powered through it to get to my happy place. Mm. Part
it's
of
hard.
It is
it's hard being a teenager.
You hear from people that you're supposed to use one thing or another for that practice, and one of the things I was using was causing dryness. And I was creating more trouble than I was...
He uses Vaseline.
Like, really causing trouble.
Yeah.
Over the course of time.
Is that Pavement?
I don't know.
Get that song, Vaseline.
707 says, that train was a boondoggle from the beginning.
Yeah, it was... it did seem like it was not well organized. It would be great. It'd be absolutely great. But Dad says we can't afford it, so.
I'd use it. I would have used that.
Absolutely.
My mom lives down there.
Yeah.
My mom would have used it all the time.
Yeah.
To come from down there up to here.
Yeah. There it is. That'll
are they talking about
kids.
How it dries you out?
I can't remember what he's talking about. I think that's what he puts on her. That's what she'll make you toast. She doesn't use jelly or any of these. She uses Vaseline.
Oh, yucky. That's not.
Yeah.
That's
no, it's just a funny song. Yeah. I know a girl who make you toast.
Anyway, that's all for the text. There are more, but we're out of time. Have a good one.
Yeah, have a good one. We'll be back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Be careful out there today.
Yuzi,
how are you getting home?
Hard.
Yeah, it's raining hard right now.
I got a bunch of things to do here at work, but Alden.
Oh.
Alden brought me this morning.
I saw it. Is that who I saw on the couch this morning?
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. He has something to do later, so he just hung out here.
He has a friend over at UCSF that he's going to visit. He's staying there, so he's going to visit the friend.
It's nice that you have some friends who'll help you.
Yeah, oh my God. He actually texted me yesterday and was like, do you need a ride? I'm like, heck yeah. Yes, sir.
Heck yeah, I do.
Way to go, Alden. Thank you.
Very nice.
You're a hero. Yeah.
Just take it easy. Give yourself extra time today. Mm-hmm. Is it supposed to clear up later today? I mean, I'm hearing flash floods. And
yeah, it's all
so
day.
So tomorrow advisory. As well? I don't think it's going to be as bad as today,
right?
But it's still going to be raining.
Be terrible.
Yeah.
So just, you know, knowing that you're armed with information, take it easy out there.
Yeah, and actually, it's going to rain all day tomorrow, too.
Oh.
It's mostly through the rest of the week.
How about Friday and Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday? How about those days?
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday have sun shining.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, that's good news for you.
It is. We'll be ready to leave the house by then.
Yeah.
Hey, tonight, Vinny, is the season finale of Big Brother.
You're telling me the 2 hour starts at 9?
Yeah. Yep, I know.
What is that?
It's
something
annoying,
else must be on at 8 that they're trying to promote or something.
It must be. You know, the problem with a show like Big Brother, because it's on multiple times per week, is that they sort of fit it in where they can. So it's been on very, you can't count on any particular day or any particular time. It's annoying.
It's annoying. It seems bad for business.
It does. They should just make it on demand and you can get it whenever you're ready to watch it. Anywho.
Oh, look at that.
What is it, dear?
Vaughn just posted on Instagram, Vaughn, our movie guy.
Our
camera guy.
Our
camera guy, right.
Yeah.
It's World Radio Day today.
Oh, I saw a story about that and I didn't even read it.
The picture he posted is the one of, you weren't there that night, but it's all of us with Leon Bridges.
Oh, this is a Winterland. Great picture. Yeah, Winterland this year.
It's so dark
there.
And I love Leon.
Did you guys see him at the Grammys?
That is a great.
Yes.
I don't think I did see him at the Grammys.
Look at you. You look fantastic.
Oh, yes. It's great. Why can't I ever just stand still?
Look at Hooman.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Hooman's good. Everyone looks good in that one.
Yay!
So that's how funny. He's a Vonda Wizard on Instagram. All one word, obviously. All right. Well, listen. Enjoy yourself. Try to take it easy today. It's going to be a good hump day. If you make it to work safe. Make it wherever you're going safe. Take it easy. And we'll see you back here tomorrow. And we'll know who won Big Brother.
Oh,
my God. So exciting.
And it'll be Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
True.
We're all going to get laid.
Love. Yay!
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.